The revised order will require Chemours to address all sources of PFAS at the facility to prevent further impacts to air, soil, groundwater, and surface waters. It will be implemented under the supervision of DEQ, Bladen County Superior Court, and Cape Fear River Watch. The more stringent revisions also provide downstream public utilities with an accelerated plan to reduce PFAS contamination in the Cape Fear River. Chemours must now submit an analysis of PFAS contamination in river sediment and report air emissions of Gen X compounds each month.
This order holds the polluter accountable.
DEQ Secretary Michael Regan.
Our goal is to prevent pollution from entering the river in the first place and stopping the pollution at the source instead of placing the burden on our communities and our citizens. And this order, it places the responsibility squarely where it should be, with the company that caused this mess in the first place.
A Chemours spokesperson says the company believes the proposed consent order will address the concerns raised during the public comment period and intends to show our commitment through actions, not just words. We will continue to demonstrate our progress in a transparent way as we move forward. The order does not prevent other parties from taking action against Chemours. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.